Everybody's very deeply involved right now in cleaning the house for chametz. It's a very tedious job, and everybody in the house works very hard. Just a perspective, if we can, on this avoda of bedikas chametz. What we can perhaps focus on to appreciate the avoda. What we're involved in. So we spoke about earlier this morning not to lose sight of the fact that the Bedik of Chametz is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. And like any mitzvah, it should be done b'simcha. The Chassam Sefer says it seems a little bit odd that when it comes to clapping al chait and saying Hashamnu Baganu Gazanu on Yom Kippur, that we do it with a niggun, a very happy niggun, in fact. But Chassam Sefer justifies that and says, tshuva is a mitzvah. And like any other mitzvah, it has to be done b'simcha. Bedikas chametz is a mitzvah, and requires and deserves the simcha shel mitzvah like any other mitzvah. More so, the whole inyan of bedikas chametz, searching for chametz, the chametz represents the Yetzirah. And every single person has his own chametz. Something which is a kares, which detaches him from Hashem Yisbarach. Just as the Simcha Shel Mitzvah allows a person to remove the chametz from his heart and to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a dveikis, when it comes to Bidikas chametz as well, it's the Simcha Shel Mitzvah, which will allow us to accomplish what Bedikas Chametz is really about, which is removing all of the things in our lives, all the Yetzaharas, which we own, which we need to take responsibility for, which separate us and Avinu Shebashamayim. Once a ma'isa with a Pinchas Karzer, Zichus Yagen Aleinu, that on Pesach, that of course he was very careful with Gebrachten, no water should come in contact with any matzah. And it happened that his son, Reb Moshele, found that there was matzah on a plate where there may have been some wetness, and he got upset at the housekeeper for not taking better care. And Reb Pinchas said to his son, he says, what, you're bekas? You're getting angry over this? So now that you're bekas, you might as well go ahead and eat the chametz. And he was teaching him an important lesson, that the midos are so central. And it's not kedai. It's not kedai to be mevater on the midas tovus while being involved and engrossed in chumers of bedikas chametz. In fact, once in the house of the Baal Shem Tov, where they prepared the house with many chumers, Baal Shem Tov was very into chumers when it came to Pesach. He said, it's not kedai to be machmer and avodas Hashem too much other than Pesach and Shabbos. And as they were cleaning the house, there was a chicken who jumped in from the chatzer. Remember, this is back in those days, they had chickens in their yards. And it was making a big ruckus and a mess and bringing in chametz into the house. And one of the Bnei Habayis also got upset at one of the mishamshim, one of the helpers, that they didn't close the door. How could you not be so careful? And the Baal Shem Tov heard this, and he came out of his room, and he said, what's going on? So he told the tzaddik what happened. And Baal Shem Tov said, Chazal, don't they say, Kol hakoyis ki'ilu obed avodah zarah? Anybody who gets upset, it's as if he worships avodah zarah, and you're telling me about a ma'isa with a tarnago with chametz. So many times we overlook and we forget what's the ikr and what's the tafel. And it's many times at the expense of our children and at the expense of our family members. But really, perhaps this is even what the nair represents. You know, we take a nair, and we use a nair to go around to checking each and every one of the rooms. And Minhag Yisrael Torah, that although many begin with the nair, they end with the flashlight because that is a better job, but Minhag Yisrael is to use a nair. And it could be that the reason why we use a nair is because there are other nairos which we have in the Jewish life. Besides Ner Chametz, we also have Ner Pesach, we have Ner Shabbos. Excuse me, Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. And the Gemara says that Ner Shabbos is an Indian of Shalom Bayis. And it could be that the reason why we take a Ner and we go with the Ner from room to room is to show that although we're looking for a Chametz, it doesn't come at the expense of the Shalom Bayis. Because in truth, we already said a few days back that the only way to really be nizer in chametz properly is with Siyata D'Shmaya. The Baal Shem Tov taught that which the Zohar says, that a person who is careful with chametz does not receive a din on Rosh Hashanah, that he has a p'tur, that he'll be zeich to long life this year. The Baal Shem Tov taught that we see many people don't make it through the year, yet they're very careful in chametz. But the ikar is not the heshtalus which we do, it's the tefillus that we're mespalel, and the siyata d'shmaya that we ask from the Ribbono Shel Olam while we're involved in bidikas chametz. Let us be free from chametz this year. That if a person thinks that he'll be nizhar afilu b'mashu on his own, that in itself is like a bechina of chametz in the house. It can only be with siyata d'shmaya. In fact, there's a ma'is with the Baal Shem Tov that once he called over his Talmidim and he wanted to show them a Maisa. So I forget whether it was Baruch HaKodesh or they traveled there, they went to a house. And there was a husband and a wife, they were baking matzahs. And the Isan, the dough, they left. And they weren't attending to it properly. And there was a pachad which overcame the Talmid Baal Shem Tov that they're going to be making matzahs which are going to be chametz tikka matzahs. To which the Baal Shem Tov opened up their eyes and he showed them that although they were neglecting the dough, there were malachim who came down who were working the dough, who were making sure that it didn't become chametz. And he was teaching them, he said, that in the tmimus they were zeichet to have malachim to free them from anisa chametz. And this whole asik of chametz is something which is a chok, which is very difficult to understand, al pi pshat. But the inyan is to know that we have to do our part and the Ribbono Shel Olam does the main part. But doing our part and thinking that it's all on us many times brings us to a kas and makes the whole mitzvah uncomfortable for others. But like any mitzvah, it should be done besimcha. It should be done with an or, it should be done lechteg. And that brings the siyata d'shmaya to be able to compensate for all of the lack of chomers. And to know which madriga we're on, what we're capable of doing, and what the family members are capable of doing. The visioner brings an isa about one of the tzaddikim. I thought it's actually, he doesn't bring it, it's brought down at the Sefer Ne'isah by one of his Heliga sons. That he saw that there's a day in the Yerushalmi that to be machmer and chametz b'Pesach, even b'mashahu, afilu b'tzayne. Meaning that even in cold water, that we should be nizar, which many chassidim have that custom, but he understood from that his water, that even his water that he drinks on Pesach, it has to be a special shmirah. So what he did is that he, during the winter, he was already had this chazal in mind, and he prepared a barrel of ice. And that he had a barrel of ice, and that was going to be his water that he was going to use in the springtime during Pesach for his drinking water. Would be free of any chashash chametz. When it came to before Pesach, and he went to open up the barrel, he found there was a bagel in it. There was a bagel in the barrel. And he said, I learned from here that a person shouldn't be yoytzim in a klal and to be machmer on himself more than what his madrig is. The way that the nusach is more than other people, but a person shouldn't be machmer too much. He shouldn't do things which are out of his league, which are out of his madriga. A person needs to know where he's holding and what's appropriate for him, what's appropriate for his family. Just one more perspective on this inyan of doing the mitzvah of bedika b'simcha. Rabbeinu from Kshischa, he explains the zemer which we say on Motzei Shabbos, al chatoi avor tavor ki yom esmal ki yavor. He explains, b'derech mashal, a concept, a musug, that there was once a fellow in the Medina of Amalek, that he was very upset as to the into the state of the Medina, how it was a wreck and it was very dirty, and the whole matzav of the town needed a big pick me up, a big fix. So what he did, he was very wise, that he invited the Melech to come to the Medina. That he knew that the Melech would be passing, crossing over the country, and he asked that the Melech should pass through. And he told the Melech agreed, and he told the people of the city that the Melech is coming. And when they heard that the Melech was coming, they made sure to clean it up properly, because they heard that the king was passing through. So he explains, Rabbunim, without getting into the Maimer itself, we just need the Mashal. He says, the Be'emes were very lackadaisical. We don't take the Inyan of Tshuva properly, as we should. But when we hear the Melech is coming, it awakens us to do what we need to do. And this is really the Inyan of why we clean the house for Pesach. It's not just to rid it from Chametz. And that itself, of course, deserves an element of simcha because it's a mitzvah. But we need to know that on the night of Pesach, the Melech is coming. The Melech comes into each and every one of our homes. Like it did on the very first Pesach, that the Mashkes was outside, but the Melech, the Torah tells us that Hashem was medalig, he was pasach abote aveseinu, it means that he jumped from house to house. Hashem Yisbaruch, he went from house to house, although it was for a moment. But he was jumping on the homes of Bnei Yisrael. That means that the Shekhinah came into every one of the homes. And when the Shekhinah is coming to our houses, we need to make sure that the house is clean. Not just clean, that it should be cleaned up well. But it should be clean, that the Melech wants to see that there's Shalom Bayis in the home. That it should be a lichtige home, that the Shekhinah feels proud of, that the Melech is coming. Kiva, kiva, the Melech is coming. And there's an excitement that the Melech is coming to our homes. And it gives us a different perspective, that it's not just about finding every crumb which is in the home. It's an avoda of labor, of love, that the Melech is coming to the home on the night of Pesach, and it gives us an excitement looking forward to the Melech is coming. If we're able to understand these inyanim, and to not lose sight in the details of the bigger picture of what we're preparing for a night of so many mitzvahs for a zman of 7 days, which is higher than words can explain, the yichud which takes place in the lower worlds. There's not a night like this throughout the whole year that the yichud takes place in the lowest worlds, and in our world, this is the place to be. So with that in mind, we should be taka zeichet to be able to be mekayim the hachanas of the mitzvahs, the bedikas besimcha, and all the mitzvahs of the chag besimcha. Zman, every yontav is a zman of simcha, and in the hachanas should also require that simcha. With that, we should be zeichet to be mekayim all the mitzvahs properly, and to be zeichet to a lichtiga kasher of Pesach, and a shnas gula v'yishur l'chol Yisrael.